Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey. You slept so late last night, so I don't expect you to reply to this message right away. But I am gonna say this now. This is probably the worst voicemail you'd ever get in the morning. I've already warned you about this when I sent the message, but I know that no matter how much I say not to listen to it first thing in the morning, you're gonna go ahead and listen to it anyways. And no, I'm not gonna let you deny that either. You told me that yourself, that you'd always check if I'd left any messages for you when you woke up. You said it always placed a smile on your face whenever I do that. But I don't think you'd expect this message this time. You're used to all my sappy and cheesy good morning texts, but this time it's something different. Something more serious. Something that we should be talking about sooner rather than later. So, hear me out. I've been doing a lot of thinking lately. And maybe that's a good thing, because I've finally come to realize certain things. But I'm scared. I'm scared that the feelings are getting too real. I'm scared that we are getting too real. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Real is good. Real means there's potential for something great. But it also means vulnerability. Real means getting hurt eventually. In some way or another. That is what I'm scared of. We haven't been talking for very long. Well, like, a couple of months-ish. It's actually so weird how comfortable I immediately felt with you. You're so easy to talk to. I didn't feel pressured continuing the conversation with you because it just all flowed so naturally. And even when we're bombarded with silence or if the conversation ever just stopped, it was never awkward. Silence with you is nice. I love how we can just be spending time together and there's no pressure to speak at all. I guess that's also the reason why I confessed to you so quickly. And yes, I do admit I went a little bit too fast. A little bit is an understatement, if I'm being honest. I know my confession to you over call came as a shock to you. I don't know if you're gonna believe me when I say this, but I surprised myself, too. I didn't expect to just suddenly confess, but being with you on call that day, I guess I didn't want to hide it any longer. The timing of it all shocked you, too, didn't it? I didn't mean to scare you off by going so fast. But when you told me that you may also be feeling the same way, I couldn't help, but I was so happy. I mean, you really didn't give me a straight answer, but when you said that, it gave me hope, even if it's just a little. We agreed that we won't do anything about it. We agreed that we won't rush it, that we'll let things slowly evolve. And I know I said I'd give you time, and I still do mean that. We don't even need to talk about it until you're ready or until you're comfortable enough to. All of this should be the least of your worries. I'd never want to get you stressed or worried about something that's so stupid. But I can't help but think that we're missing out on something great, you know? we could be amazing together. I know we get all flirty all the time and it sounds so fucking cheesy, but it really did feel like we clicked the first time we talked. It sounds so childish saying that, but you're just genuinely fun to talk to, and whenever I don't get to talk to you, it feels kind of empty. It's as if I've been missing something that should have been there all along. You care a lot for people. You are so selfless that even when you're feeling shitty and you're having a bad day, you'd rather comfort someone else. You'd rather talk to them about it and make them feel better rather than address how you feel. For fuck's sake, that's what you did with me. I can say with 100% confidence that on the day I opened up about not feeling well, you were having a shitty day too. Yet, there you were, ready to comfort and reassure me. You cracked stupid jokes and you made me laugh because your internet connection kept cutting off. You kept saying that you didn't do much, but you did more than enough. You helped me forget why I was even having a bad day in the first place. Being in your presence, spending time with you, even if it's just a 5-minute call or a 3-hour-long conversation, I loved every single moment of it. You flash that adorable smile and you laugh quietly to yourself, and I'm gone. You have such an effect on me, and I don't even think you know that. I know I usually message first, and because of that, I'm worried that I'm bothering you. You always tell me, though, that I'm not, and if I ever was, you'd let me know straight away. You're just... I've never met anyone like you. And it sucks, because I get so possessive when I don't even have the right to do that. Is it too selfish of me to say that I don't like you being close to someone else? Is it so unreasonable for me to say that whenever I see you getting close to someone, I get kind of sad? I guess I just don't want to share you with anyone else. I know it sounds so unfair because we're not even together. I hate feeling like this. I shouldn't be feeling like this. But I get jealous with those people that get to be with you right now. For fuck's sake, I get jealous whenever you even talk to someone. I know I shouldn't be. And it's so stupid to even be jealous over someone who I know wouldn't ever make a move on me. It's stupid to be jealous in the first place. But can you blame me? All I wanted from the beginning is you. All I want is you. You're the reason why I even wake up in the morning. You're the last thought that comes to mind when I fall asleep. But what if you're just playing with me? What if everything we've done, every single conversation, whenever we fall asleep on call, what if all of that was just an act? What if you're talking to someone else and I'm just another side piece that you talk to when you get bored? I'm sorry. I know you've reassured me that there's no one else, but I can't help it sometimes, you know? I can't help but think that you're gonna meet someone else who's way more compatible. Maybe someone who lives closer to you. They wouldn't have to deal with this stupid distance and the difficulty of having different time zones. What if they're better than me? What do I do then? I can't stop you. I don't want to stop you. You're not mine to claim. Not mine to protect. Not even mine to call mine. Fuck, I don't even know if any of that made sense. It's so stupid, but who the fuck am I to call you mine when there's no us in the first place? I value your happiness way more than mine. If you're happy being with them, who am I to tell you not to be with them? You deserve only the best. You deserve every good thing that this world has to offer. I can't take that away from you. But sometimes I can't help but wonder. I can be that for you. I can be the best. I can be the best thing that's ever happened to you, and we can have our own happily ever after. I'm sorry if that sounded so conceited, or if it seems like I'm super full of myself. I want to give you all the time that you need to let you think. But I don't want to lose you either. Those memes that we send each other late at night, those gifs of people cuddling, those posts we send each other about relationships, and even if we joke and cringe about it, I want that. I want that with you. I'm willing to make it work. I'm not saying it's not gonna hurt, 'cause it will. And I'm not gonna promise that I won't make you cry either, because I probably will. You'll spend some nights crying and I'll never know about it. We'll spend sleepless nights wondering why we even bothered to do this. It's not going to be easy, but if we're willing to make it work, then it should turn out all right. Right? This distance between us is an absolute pain in the ass, but I'm done playing games. I want a future with you. I want to wake up one day and not hold my feelings back. I want to shout to the whole world what I feel about you. I don't want to hide. And although what we have right now is amazing as it is, and I love talking to you every single moment of every single day, I'm greedy. I want more. I want us to be able to go on dates. I know that sounds stupid because we can't even meet each other right now given the circumstances, but I can't wait until the day I get to meet you properly. I can't wait to make all those stupid, sappy gifts come to life. I want to see that smile in real life and hear your laugh for myself. I want to see you get flustered and try to hide away whenever I compliment you. I want to wrap my arms around you even when you try to squirm away. I want to be there when you're feeling down and comfort you when you feel sad, just as you do with me. I want to feel your skin against mine. Kiss your lips again and again and again. But until then, I guess I would have to settle with seeing you through a screen and hearing you through the phone. Our greatest enemies right now would have to be the internet connection and that stupid app we met each other on. So, let's not beat around the bush any longer, shall we? We've been going in circles all this time when we both know we're going to end up in the same place anyways. I'd hate to think of you as someone that could have been, but never pursued because I was too scared to make the first move. I don't want to think of you and regret the things that I should have done. I don't want to leave it as an almost, a maybe. I want an us. So, I guess all I wanted to say all along is that I'm already yours, but please, this time, will you be mine?